I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, guys. Oh, boy, that is freaking loud.
Good morning.
I don't know how to work anything in here. Hello.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
How are you? Let's hear it.
I'm great. I heard a story. I almost heard a story this morning. That what? I was getting ready, that as soon as he started telling me, I was like, that might have to go on the air.
What is it?
Bryn, y'all settled in there, buddy? Let's.
I am.
Bryn had a little, it sounds like he had a little trouble yesterday.
Well, I got pulled over for that Broadway tunnel right there.
Oh, you went speeding to the Broadway tunnel?
Well, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yesterday on the way out.
So you're leaving. You're just leaving work.
I was leaving and.
In that little car you drive?
Exactly, right? I mean, it can't go that fast.
No, it just doesn't mean really. Please, just tell me, Pops. I mean, the thing maxes out at 35.
Too. I mean, who even notices that thing? I mean,
at the very least, I know, because I'm not going to say I was speeding or wasn't speeding. I don't know.
But you weren't speeding.
At the
come
very
on.
Least,
you
I
don't
can...
speed.
You're right. No, exactly.
Very slow driver.
Especially
oh, yeah.
this
cops
morning.
Cops just randomly pull people over for not speeding all the time.
Well, maybe they got the wrong car, you know.
Maybe, sure.
That whole speed gun thing, like,
yeah.
how accurate is it?
I think you were aiming it at someone else. You just thought it was me.
Exactly.
There's a weirdness going on all throughout there.
There's no way I could have been going 60 to 35, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
And right
all.
After that...
what idiot would do that?
I know. Right after that tunnel,
yeah.
there's a school right there. Which makes it like a double, triple fine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And especially if you're going like way over the speed limit, they have a right to suspend your license. There's a lot going on there. Anyway,
you,
so.
What? You got your license suspended?
No. So there's like two motorcycle cops ready to get you.
Oh, boy.
Gonna get yeah. you, sucka.
And so what
how
I didn't know, though.
How come people get in that tunnel and step
smash?
On
smash? I don't
what,
know.
What
it's so
happens?
Weird. Well, I'm just
I've seen
to,
that so many times in
I'll
that tunnel.
I'm just trying to keep up with traffic.
I like
really?
Getting in that tunnel and I slow down.
Yeah.
Because I never know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, because...
You have pedestrians walking.
It's only a
on
block long. Right. Yeah. Like,
so
what are you doing,
at the very
people?
Least, it's a PSA
look
to
at
say...
Look that.
I know, right?
How's that help? I get in there and I go slower.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Slow everybody else
Bryn's
down.
Bryn's trying to tell you he had a little problem yesterday. My
all
God,
right,
you
let's
guys.
Just shut up. Let's
jeez.
Just shut up. So what happened?
Well,
tell
I
want to
let I want to let the Bay Area know and you guys know uh-huh. that... There are speed sensors and stuff uh-huh. before, in the middle, and after.
Oh.
And you don't see them.
Who told you that? They
God.
Did?
The guy did. I asked
the guy,
him.
The cop.
I asked him. I was like, hey, so where did you clock, supposedly clock me? He was like, before the tunnel and in the middle of the tunnel. And I'm like, but I didn't see you till the end. I didn't see you till waiting there at the very end. So how to...
That's bogus. It's I
not,
hate that.
It's not bogus. Why does everyone have to go 60 miles an hour in that tunnel?
Not, I wasn't going 60.
Why does everything have to be such a trap?
Right.
Why can't you just
money.
Go the freaking speed limit?
He was.
I was.
It's probably needs to be... What do they call that?
Recalibrated.
Recalibrated is the word.
Yeah, I'm sure the calibration's off.
Oh, yeah, because equipment never fails.
Yeah, and Bryn never speeds.
415 says, Bryn, police officer here. Radar gun is valid.
Oh, man. Hi, officer.
Is that the
hello,
guy?
Officer.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
you
the guy.
Want, no.
Hey,
okay,
officer.
That guy would have let you go.
The two motorcycle cops pull you over, and then
I will
what happened?
Say this. I don't think he was going to let me go.
Oh.
Why not?
I was like, officer, can I at least get a warning, please?
You actually asked for a
I
warning?
I did ask for a warning. He gave me that look like, shut up, kid. But he didn't say anything. He was like, you know, just filling out his little thing on his
yeah.
phone. I think they do it on phones now.
Yeah.
And they can
oh,
print
I'm
it
sure.
out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Do you think it's because it was the school was nearby? I mean, that's
no,
pretty...
absolutely. He mentioned all that to me. You know, you're going this speed and there's a school right there. And,
yeah.
you know, this could be a 4-point offense. And...
And it's four early
points.
In the morning, too.
Well, it's like 10:30 or 11
yeah.
or whatever.
4 points, dude.
Yeah, he nice. Said that's an automatic suspension depending on the judge. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh boy. Do you so have any other points on your
wait,
license?
Wait, are you about to tell me that he didn't give you a ticket?
Oh, you are good for you. How did you make that
and
happen?
I didn't put my boobs out, so you know.
Oh my God, did you put your out?
No.
Were you just very respectful?
And I'm always very respectful.
Yeah.
You know?
Dang.
So he prints out the thing and he goes, "Can you read this?" I'm like, can you bring it closer? I'm trying to look at it and it's like, you know how a printer looks? I mean, a paper looks if it's running out of ink?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It was like spotty. And I'm like, I can kind of make some of that out, but I'm not sure. He goes, look, my printer ran out of ink, so.
Ooh, you got lucky.
I'm going to let you hit the delete button on this. This isn't. And I'm like,
not approved.
Can I give you a hug, officer?
Are you kidding me?
Don't touch me.
You got a warning because he ran out of ink?
A miracle.
That is a miracle.
That is a Christmas miracle.
Well, maybe he realized that, maybe it wasn't this guy speeding, so I shouldn't even,
yeah, maybe he realized that.
I think that's the case.
You don't think it's a miracle?
I definitely do think it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
That is a freaking miracle.
Oh, my God.
Although I would say if I could say, city cops are the best.
Yes.
Like, they've got a lot on their plate. Yeah. They're dealing with a lot at all times, and often they are discerning. They will say, based on what I've dealt with already today, you haven't done a good day.
You didn't commit murder.
No, yeah.
Or rob a store.
Oh, man, I was reading an article about the drug dealing in the Tenderloin, and they're like, it's so bad there, and they deal with it all day, every day, and they can't arrest enough people to slow it down. The drug dealing, and they're just all day, every day.
They're
never
saying
stops.
Heroin's getting off the streets and fentanyl is just moving in.
The biggie.
Yes.
I thought fentanyl was like a heroin.
I guess they're going straight for fentanyl.
That's the one everyone keeps dying on?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're dying from it because it's not even, they're not even told that it's in the drug they're taking or whatever they're taking. So fentanyl is mixed with something else and they think they're taking this and it's.
But they're taking that.
It's spiked.
Much stronger, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, good for you, buddy. That's great.
Wow, yeah,
thank you.
You're lucky. You should have played the lottery yesterday.
That's what I've been told, but
well,
I didn't.
Well, there's your lesson.
You know what's? I'll tell you another
don't
thing,
speed.
Too. You watch
hey,
this.
Don't speed.
Watch.
Yeah, I don't speed.
Don't
what happens?
To speed.
He's going to hit that tunnel again, and he's going to remember that moment, and he'll be like,
forever.
I'm going to go slow.
Well, he knows now that there's speed.
And so the job has been done.
Yeah. And now he just announced it on the air. And now everyone knows that there's speed
Everybody
monitors.
Everybody slow down.
Yeah.
It's helpful. You don't need to be in a hurry all the time, folks.
Just, I
know you've got to be somewhere,
in there.
But it's safer
hey,
to
it's
slow
a whole
down.
Block.
Speaking of being somewhere, slow how'd down. Your dentist go yesterday?
Yeah. Well, I was so glad I left a little bit early because I didn't want to be stressed out by the traffic that is. And I was just cruising. I'm like, it's okay. I'm all right. I got enough time.
Yeah, you actually seemed remarkably calm about the fact that you had that appointment yesterday.
I was terrified.
Of course you were.
I was not only terrified for the appointment, I was terrified to drive there because my mind goes somewhere else when it's a dentist appointment. That's why I usually have a driver or something else going on. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
Is this place near your house?
No, it's in San Mateo.
Oh.
I mean, same county, but
right closer than here.
Yeah, like tour El Camino between downtown and 92. Vinny is probably closer to 92 and El Camino.
All right.
So so I got there in enough time, and John had the day off, and so I had him take an Uber to meet me there, so we wouldn't have two cars. And I had him sit in the room the entire time.
Oh.
Because, there's a lot going on. And so, believe me, he was on his phone the entire time. And at one point, the doctor's talking to me, and I go, hey, are you listening?
He's telling me all the things, and I'm freaking out.
Are you listening to him talk about me?
Guy's a freaking saint. I'd be like, I could be doing any of 100 things, and you're yelling at me for going to your dentist appointment?
I get in that chair, Vinny. I cannot listen. The doctor's talking, and all I'm hearing is wah, 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 wah. Like, I have to.
Let me yell at my husband for a second. You quiet down.
Gosh.
Well, if someone comes to your appointment, they should really be, listening to the
I
care.
I bring him there as an advocator for me because I just cannot
You're
listen.
You're out of it, right.
I just cannot listen and sitting on that chair. That's why I like to go to the office. I've often told my doctors, any doctor, can we go to your office and talk? Because sitting here or laying here, I cannot
absorb what you're telling me.
I can't. I'm a patient. I need to go be a business person in your office across from your desk.
Right.
That way I can focus. Here with my legs open, my mouth open,
oh
I
my
cannot
goodness.
Focus.
Legs open.
She has to go to the gynecologist, you know.
What are you
it's hard about? To take in what someone's telling you when you're laying on a table with your feet in stirrups.
I think you just got a dentist in trouble.
Can you imagine?
What a lucky dentist.
We're talking
son.
About different doctors, that's all.
I have teeth
work.
Down there.
Right, she, oh my God.
Vagina dentata.
That's why I'm single. Can you imagine getting a gyno exam and a dental exam at the same time?
No, I actually cannot imagine that. Honestly,
I mean,
what did I do wrong that this is my punishment?
You are wide open. I mean, completely.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Speaking of dentists, you flew to San Diego for the dentist.
I did. Yeah.
Open your mouth and let us see you.
Mine's pretty bad. Mine was way worse than hers.
Oh.
Oh, what? I don't know about that.
So they were going to do a couple teeth. I got a couple more. And
take them out.
Yeah.
They're pulling teeth out of your head.
They are, yeah.
How many teeth total?
So far, in total, so far, four.
They've pulled four grown teeth.
Man's teeth out.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
In the back? The ones you chew with?
Yeah, the ones you chew with, yeah.
Are you getting them replaced?
Eventually.
Like some implants?
The tissue has to recover and grow
totally.
Back, and that takes 5 to 6 months.
Months.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to post that.
Oh, yeah. Every day take a
well,
shot
no,
inside your
I
mouth.
I have bridges in my mouth to keep everything in place, but...
You have bridges in right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
temporary bridges?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is it two... where are they? On
yeah,
the bottom
ones?
Or the top?
There's three up top, one on the bottom so far.
Wow.
So far.
Yeah.
There's more to go?
Mm-hmm.
How many more?
I don't know. I got to go back down, talk to him and stuff. I just, the trauma of this last one was tremendous.
And as he said to you, your anti-fluoride stance is the reason this is happening
Absolutely
to you?
Absolutely not.
What did
Absolutely.
He say?
It was bad dental work when I was in my 20s, and the doctor just... The dentist just went crazy and
ruined all your teeth?
Not all, but definitely more than four.
Oh my God. That room, there's a curse on the teeth in that room.
Yeah, so anyway, he went to remove the one tooth.
As well as our backs, our
I
legs.
Know, I know.
The two of you. Like you get ruined
B.
in that
studio.
Studio
B is for bad.
So I went,
Studio A is for awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So
you guys should sit in here every morning.
That's
Maybe
right.
not. Actually
yeah,
don't,
yeah,
bring
yeah.
It in.
Don't bring it in. Here.
We're gonna bring our bad luck to you guys.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I went down there and I think he was gonna do at least two and
That's awful.
He started working on this one. It's a smaller one, but it was so inflamed and the tissue around it was in such bad shape that what should have taken like 15 minutes took 2 hours.
Mm. Were you out through this whole
no,
thing?
No, I was awake.
Oh, that's
And,
great.
You know, you just kind of put on your headphones and you pray a lot. And by the time it was over, he goes, well, look, we've been here for over 2 hours and you're probably going to miss your flight home. So... I said, yeah, I got to come back. I go, I can't. I just can't do it anymore right
mm-hmm.
now.
So, comes a point where you're just like, this is it.
For three days after, I was just in a bed. And
so you have to go back and pull some more teeth.
Thank you, Bryn.
How many more teeth have to come out? That's a question.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think, there's four, so I think maybe one more. So...
God.
But there, it's involved.
5-1-0. Good morning, all. How is Preparation H feeling?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Preparation H.
I laughed at that for like a few days.
I forgot about that.
They put it as a little clip of the day on
oh,
the
yeah,
Alice 973 Instagram.
Did. I think Fred.
Because I would have
yeah.
forgotten about it too,
That's
and I watched it like 10
I
times.
It,
I gotta
yeah.
write that down.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I'm glad you guys are addressing your problems.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
sorry.
It's,
I know
it's
that's
so much money,
you.
But I'm pretty excited. Vinny and I talked about it the other day about bridge work and blah, 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 Vinny. So I decided, yeah, I'm just going to go for the implants. So much money. Insurance doesn't cover that because they say it's cosmetic. But I'm just going to go implant all the way and
then they're
it out
good.
From there.
Like
yeah.
the last thing
mm-hmm.
still standing on the face of the earth will be your teeth implants.
Right. When they find me murdered 10 feet under, they'll go, oh, those implants. Yeah.
That's
you registered for her.
Yeah.
The serial numbers are right on there.
It's scribbled on there somewhere. We don't even need dental records. You just look up this number.
It's all good, baby. Aye. Excited to be here today. It's going to be a wonderful day.
I know. We're breathing. We're wealthy.
Yep. I won't be after these teeth.
Man, you know what? I had a great day yesterday. I'm
What'd
so sorry.
Do?
I went surfing. I picked. Okay. My friend Brian's been busy, so I haven't seen him in a little bit.
Is this the preacher?
Yeah. And
he's going to marry you, right?
Yes. I picked him up in the van, and we had our first surf together in the van. So I'm playing Steel Pulse's new album. I'm cruising around looking for waves with my friend Brian. We find some place to go. We have a great time till like 4 p.m. Like really just made an
afternoon.
We did have a good, long, fun time. And then made it home, had dinner, watched the Warriors get a win.
Another record set, I believe.
I climbed him dead with a big smile on my face. I was just like, oh, what a great day. Fantastic.
Good for you.
My tree didn't break.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, how about
the tree? You go home and cut that thing up or
no,
what?
No, well, we're trying to get a company to come and...
Still not?
Well,
It didn't float away?
No, it's huge.
Isn't there like a guy at the Home Depot in the parking lot with the chainsaw waiting for you right now?
No, you
Jason
gotta get.
Jason is his name.
His name is Jason, huh? Yeah, no, we have to get a company to do it. It's huge. It's gonna have to get craned out of there. It's huge. Unless they cut it into discs that they can toss up onto the
thing. I was wondering, how's that happen with you standing right there? Imagine the timing of that. And the fact that
happened. The cracking sound. That was the exact sound it made.
Seriously, take your time and find the sound effect if you could.
Yeah, take your time.
Damn.
Her tree from her property fell into the creek, and now she's responsible for it.
It took down these power lines. It was a flash of golden
fire. Was this
one
of the new ones you?
No, this is like an old acacia tree. It's humongous. Old,
how much
huge.
Is it going to cost you?
I have no idea. It's not going to be cheap.
I mean, at more some than... point, do you think the county or the city is going to go, hey,
No, they know. We're, you know, look, it's blocking the creek. Like, the water's flowing over.
Why are they over there doing that?
It's not their responsibility,
it's her
I guess.
Tree.
It's my tree. The PG&E came and cut what they needed to get the wires back up. Like, that part's been taken care of. Now, I got to get this tree out of the creek. So, believe me. People of Mill Valley, I'm working on it. Where John was on the phone all day yesterday. We have two people coming out to bid it today, and
that is
so fun.
Getting bids on stuff, which I just went through for the fence, is such a bee. Like you find yourself going, I put out like 15 phone calls to fence companies, and most of them I had to leave messages.
Yep. Oh, that is disheartening too. But we have this guy Juan who's done a lot of tree work for us.
Juan!
I can't think. He's got this. I think it's Tree Masters.
Tree Masters.
I'm not positive though. he's going to come out and give us a bid. We like him because we've worked with him a few times. He took down all those big dead trees in my backyard. Mm-hmm. This is my side yard, and so we've worked with him before, and he's going to give us a bid. But we have a couple. John's got calls into a bunch of places, and another dude's coming out today.
So Dick and Chumley can't do it.
No, it's a huge. It's you can't believe how big this tree is. Like even the pictures I was showing Vinny yesterday, like it doesn't. You can't really wrap your head around how enormous this tree is. Like it's thicker than a person. It's like a huge, giant tree.
What's the width and diameter?
It's like a 19-inch bowl and a 17-inch bowl.
Both of them.
There's two. It was a split tree, so one is huge and one is almost as huge. And they fell in different directions. It's just, and even those, they're all cracked. It sounded exactly like that. I was standing right there. I was not facing it, but I heard the cracking. I turn around and I watched the thing just.
Play it again, Bryn.
Hey, what's that? Oh, no, my tree! Hey! What just happened?
Well, my point was that it happened right while you were there. So honestly, what were you doing?
I guess I jumped too hard on the ground. I, you know, used my
your fat ass was
my fat ass bumped across the yard and
a slappy stuff sign to the tree.
I'm here. Uh-oh. Oh, my feet seem to have upset the earth and oh no. The humanity.
Oh, goodness.
Listen, no one was hurt. Thank God.
Maybe it's the weight of the purse story you've got going on the other side of the fence.
I guess it must be. I don't know. I just think that the, you know, the late rain undermined the bottom of the creek. I just don't know. I mean, the thing made it all winter. Anyway.
It's going to be a good day, Sarah.
It is going to be a good day. Actually, yesterday it was just drama free.
Oh, good.
I know. And tonight, my brother's smoking ribs.
Ooh.
My husband and my son are making this big pot of baked beans.
Nice.
Oh, and party going
Debbie's
on.
Debbie's gonna
your
make
house.
Coleslaw. Mm-hmm.
What day is
what
it?
What are you gonna do?
Nothing. I'm gonna eat it.
Why don't you
I'm gonna be
make super cornbread. That's the easiest thing you could do.
I don't like cornbread. Well, okay, I'll make cornbread.
Biscuits. Oh, is this like a St. Louis Blues thing? Are you
it's
guys
not.
Watching hockey?
Every Tuesday we switch off who makes the food and that's one of the days we eat together. These days. I was actually it's funny because even as I was saying, oh yeah, do that, yeah, do that. And I'm like, and I'll help clean.
Well, it's that's
like
a big deal.
Maybe I could write a, like a poem during the meal, just like express my appreciation for the fine food.
No one wants poetry.
Oh, no, please.
How about
love
a song?
It. Okay, I'll do a little song about how great the food is, if it's good. You know?
Do some blues for the ribs.
Oh, funny. Mm-hmm. It's good, yeah. I love ribs.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
And they're so tasty.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, no.
Oh. You see, jumping right in with the blues riff. All right, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.